It's Wednesday, November 16th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A court in Athens, Greece, recently sentenced one of the country's greatest soccer players to 10 months in prison for allegedly posting, quote, transphobic, end quote, comments. 49-year-old former soccer player Vasilis Tsiartis also received a fine of over $5,000. In 2017, he posted on Facebook, quote, God created Adam and Eve, end quote, in response to a law that would allow people to change their sex listed on official documents. The soccer player plans to appeal the sentence and the fine. Jesus asked in Matthew 19:4, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Meanwhile, across Europe, Christians experienced over 500 hate crimes last year. The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe released their 2021 report last week. France saw the most anti-Christian hate crimes, followed by Germany, Italy, Poland, the UK, Spain, Austria, Belgium, Ireland, and Switzerland. The most common attack directed at Christians and churches was vandalism. The report said, quote, religious freedom is gravely threatened in Europe, especially that of Christians, and the greatest threat arises out of relativism, end quote. The United Nations estimates there are now 8 billion people in the world. However, the global population is growing at its slowest rate since 1950. India is expected to overtake China as the most populous country next year, and Nigeria is expected to overtake the U.S. as the third most populous country at the same time. Countries in Africa and parts of Asia are projected to contribute to most of the world's population growth in the coming decades. A new report from the United Kingdom found many families have become less engaged with the church since the COVID-19 pandemic. 40% of families reported they were less engaged with the church. 44% said their engagement had not changed, and 16% said they were more engaged. Among church leaders, 48% said families and their congregations are less involved in the church. The report stated, quote, for many Christian families, the pandemic has brought a change in family priorities, with many explaining that whilst they were keen to continually strengthen faith at home, church attendance itself was not a high priority for them, as it had been pre-pandemic, end quote. Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2 says, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Republicans are poised to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives. After 5 races were called for the GOP on Monday, Republicans now have 217 seats in the House. They just need one more victory in the remaining 13 House races yet to be called. In Oregon, Republicans flipped the long-held Democrat House seat with the election of pro-life Republican Lori Chavez de Remer, the first Latina congresswoman from Oregon. The Associated Press called the Arizona governor race in favor of Democrat Katie Hobbs. With 2% of the vote left to count, the race is still tight, and an automatic recount could be triggered. As of yesterday, Hobbs led her Republican opponent, Carrie Lake, by 0.8%. A recount is automatically triggered if a candidate wins by a margin of less than 0.5%. If elected, Hobbs would be the state's first Democrat governor since 2006. Last Friday, a federal judge overturned the Biden administration's transgender policy. At issue was the Department of Health and Human Services' interpretation of Obamacare to prohibit healthcare providers from discriminating against people on the basis of so-called sexual orientation and gender identity. 2 doctors from Texas challenged the interpretation and were represented by the conservative America First Legal Foundation. And finally, Operation Rescue reports there are 683 abortion mills in 36 states and the District of Columbia. This is the lowest number of abortion mills in the U.S. in nearly 50 years. 14 states now have no abortionists operating in them, following the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This year, 88 abortion mills closed or stopped all abortions. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. And here to close the newscast today is my daughter Mercy, who just turned 11 on Monday.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.